the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Good morning and a very warm welcome to our worship here, either here in person or joining us online. It's good to have you with us. I've one or two notices. Firstly, to say that today sees the start of Christian Aid Week. I'm sure we all know and appreciate and value the work they do around the world, often being the first responders to situations, tragic situations, that as they unfold. Last year, we raised 1,300 just over during this week. This year, we're aiming for 1,500. There are one or two envelopes dotted around. You can fill them today, bring them back over the next couple of weeks, or donate online. I suppose the headline is, do be generous to Christian Aid. They do fantastic work, and this is the week in which to do it. Some other things just to say. Notices, next Sunday sees our annual meeting after the service in the morning. The reason for that is solely the incompetence of the present incumbent of Whitkirk, who managed to get in a bit of a muddle with his diary. So we're doing it on Sunday this year. We'll probably return to the usual pattern next year, but that's after the service. Still time for a cup of coffee and so on. And then the following Sunday, we've got a cake stall after church again, so come prepared to not have your pudding planned on that Sunday, so you can go home and take a cake back with you. I think that's all the thing. Oh no, the landmark, the latest edition, the new edition of the landmark is ready to collect in the hall after the service today. And then I have some banns to publish. I've published the banns of marriage between Luke Benjamin, Lewis Petman and Chloe Victoria Levitt, between Christopher Mark Walker and Nicola Ann Stoner, between Lee Anthony Moore and Kirsty Mary Egan, and between Mark Neil Jubb and Angela Jane Sellers, all of this parish. These are for the third time of asking, if any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil, and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justice, love mercy,
Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Christ, your wounds declare your love for the world and the wonder of your risen life. Give us compassion and courage to risk ourselves for those we serve, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the believers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him, saying, "Why do you go unto uncircumcised men and eat with them?" Then Peter began to explain it to them, step by step, saying, "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. There was something like a large sheet coming down from heaven, being lowered by its four corners, and it came close to me. As I looked at it closely, I saw four-footed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles and birds of the air. I also heard a voice saying to me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' But I replied, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time the voice answered from heaven, 'What God has made clean, you must not call profane.' This happened three times. Then everything was pulled up again to heaven. At that very moment, three men sent to me from Caesarea arrived at the house where we were. The Spirit told me to go with them and not to make a distinction between them and us. These six brothers also accompanied me, and we entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is also called Peter. He will give you a message by which you and your entire household will be saved.' And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, just as it had in the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. During the supper, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Right, David, how's it going this morning?
Good so far.
All right, all is well. Are you okay over there?
Yeah.
Fine, good. You okay?
Yeah.
Surviving. Everyone else all right?
Yeah.
Good. Well, I wanted to begin there because I'm guessing that's not what you expected. And I want to talk a bit about expectations this morning and how the good news of Jesus Christ, his resurrection and the life in the Spirit with him, is about having great expectations. And I do so because the readings took me there. In the Gospel, Jesus talks about glory. It feels like a bit of a tongue twister. God has been glorified in him. God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. The word glory itself has a depth of meaning, but one strand of that meaning is about God's presence. In Jesus' time, the fullness of God's glory, God's presence, was in the temple at Jerusalem. At the center of the temple was a room called the Holiest of Holies. This was the place where the tablets of stone on which the Ten Commandments had been written were kept in the Ark of the Covenant. Now, we need to understand this to get what Jesus is saying here in the Gospel. For his words to us this morning speak of how the focal point for the presence of God's glory is shifting from that temple to himself, and how his death and resurrection will reveal that glory. So in the words of the Gospel, we learn that the temple is being superseded by the Word made flesh. Jesus was overturning expectations about where God's glory was to be found. And that connects that gospel with a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, for there again we find expectations of where God is to be found overturned.
Peter, prompted by the Spirit, has, following a dream, gone to spend time with some Gentiles, those who are not Jews, the uncircumcised. The Spirit, we heard, told me to go and not to make a distinction between them and us. So he goes and discovers that the Spirit, which has transformed his life and his expectations, is at work even amongst those who are not Jews, those whom he would have had nothing to do with before. The Holy Spirit fell on them just as it had on us at the beginning, he says, and he goes on to say, if then God gave them the same gift that God gave to us when we believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could hinder God? Peter had grown up and lived his life fashioned by the expectations of his time, among them that God's glory dwelled in the temple in Jerusalem and that the Jewish people alone were special. Now those expectations had been overturned, for God's glory was revealed in all its fullness in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and this was good news for all people, Jews and Gentiles alike. So both Peter and those to whom he spoke had had their expectations transformed, overturned. But what about us? How might these readings speak to us and our expectations this morning? I suppose amongst us will be a mix of expectations both about life in general and as we gather here for worship. Some of us will be feeling a bit down and struggling with life. Some of us will be feeling on top of the world. Most of us will be somewhere in between. But however life is for you at the moment, I think we all come here with the expectation that as we worship, we might be renewed in our love for God and our neighbour. For the same Spirit that transformed Peter's expectations is at work amongst us as we try and follow the Jesus in whom we see God's glory. And here I want to turn to some famous words of St. Irenaeus, who wrote of how the glory of God is revealed in a human being fully alive. The glory of God is revealed in a human being fully alive. And it seems to me this aliveness is not about youth and vigor, but about believing and trusting that the Holy Spirit is at work, transforming our expectations, giving us what we need, even in the most challenging of times. Irenaeus' words are also about overturning our expectations for how we sometimes see the world. His words, together with these readings, invite us to rekindle our expectations for each other and who we can be together, to help break the cycle of low expectations that can and sometimes does define life. But we're sometimes crippled by our low expectations for ourselves and for our society, fed by an often miserable news media, and even the church is not immune. But I believe, and I hope you believe, that God has great expectations for us all, whatever stage of life we are, wherever we come from, whoever we are. Now, of course, in some ways, our expectations have been transformed over the last 50 years or so. For example, I give thanks that expectations have changed around the role of women no longer having to give up work when they got married or had children. It was outrageous. I give thanks that our expectations about sexuality and relationships have changed too. And that, of course, takes me back to the gospel, when Jesus overturned the expectations of those who heard him. For the glory of God was no longer to be limited to a temple, but revealed in and through him. And then back to the first reading, in which the Spirit transformed Peter's expectations, for the good news of Jesus Christ was and is for all. But what of us, here and now? Well, we can live the words of Jonathan Swift, who said, "Blessed is he who expects nothing, for he shall never be disappointed." And given how life can sometimes seem, it's easy to feel this way. But the readings before us challenge us to live with an expectation that God has and does and will show up in our lives, with all their joys and sadness, mess and muddle. And our worship, of course, is given to renew our vision of this, helps us see God's glory present both in our midst now, as we sing, as we pray, as we gather around the table, and then as we are sent out to live our lives. So may we this week and always be alert and alive to the God who transforms our expectations time and again. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the eternally begotten of the Father, God our Father, light of the light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being.
As followers of Jesus Christ, let us pray to our living Father in heaven. Please sit or kneel. Heavenly Father, we pray today for the Scottish Episcopal Church, for its clergy and congregations, and for its place in the Anglican Communion. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In our diocese, we pray for all those still dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in parts of the world where vaccination rates are low. We pray for all those in healthcare looking after those afflicted, and we pray for more equal distribution of vaccines so we can bring this pandemic to an end sooner for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. There is so much need around us, in our neighbourhood, our town, our country, our world. So many people crying out for help. Reach out to them in your love, dearest Lord, we pray. We commend to your merciful care, O God, those who suffer and those in sorrow as a result of acts of terrorism for the people of the Ukraine. Heal the injured. Comfort the bereaved, console the dying. Deliver us from evil and lead us all in the ways of justice and peace for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for our homes and families. Make us aware of your loving care of us day by day. Make us thankful for all the blessings we receive, which we take for granted. And make us mindful of those who are lonely and less fortunate than ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for Leeds City Council, for all who work for it, especially the councillors, supporting them in their decision-making, decisions that will affect the local community in the right way, selflessly, and with a good heart. We pray for the people of Leeds, especially the residents of Greenway. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we praise you for all your wonderful works, for the beauty and bounty of the world around us, for everything you have given us so richly to enjoy. We bless you for your own creation as men and women, made in your image, with minds to know you and hearts to love you and wills to obey you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for the doctors and nurses at Seacroft Hospital, for their expertise and compassion. We pray for the church welcomers and give thanks for their work, especially for those here at St Mary's. We pray for the annual parish meeting to be held here next Sunday and give thanks for those who are standing for office. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for the work of Home Start, who, with trained volunteers and experts, support families with young children through their challenging times. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we bring before you the sick and suffering of our world, all those wrestling with illness in body, mind, or spirit, including Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, Shane Simpson, Marjorie Wilkinson, and Jeff Lidster, and those who now live in residential homes with experts on hand to see to their needs, Mary Metcalf, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Lynn Perry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we remember those who have recently died and pray for them now in a moment of silence, commending them to your keeping forever. And for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time, Laura Hope and Joan Helley. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, teach us to live not by our values, but by yours, to the glory of your name. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In your loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of our Saviour and our Shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Almighty and Eternal Father. And in these days of Easter, to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen.
So, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary, St. Dunstan, St. Alcuin, and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Hallelujah, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Hallelujah.
Let us pray. Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, grant us to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. God of truth, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of life. Strengthen our faith, that we may grow in love for you and for each other, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
In the name of